With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A lawsuit that challenges Green Party candidates' appearance on election ballots later this year will stay in state court after a federal judge refused to pick up the case. In the lawsuit, Democrats say not all the signatures gathered in the petition to put Green Party candidates on the ballot should have been counted. They were set to continue calling witnesses in the state district court Monday morning. But testimony was delayed when attorneys for the Green Party asked a federal judge to pick up the case in hope of challenging how political parties gain access to election ballots in Montana. Danielle Breck is the state coordinator for the Green Party. She says current state law on this issue is unconstitutional and limits free speech.
We were incredibly disappointed with the federal judge's decision. We feel that we had a good constitutional basis for our request that it be heard in federal court.
Breck says the bar is set too high for political parties that want access to the ballot to run candidates for elected office. In Montana, a party must gather at least 5,000 signatures coming from at least 34 of the state's 100 legislative House districts in order to appear on ballots. Within hours of the Green Party's request Monday, U.S. District Judge Susan Waters denied it. The federal judge wrote in her decision that the lawsuit brought by Democrats deals with state law and not federal statute or the federal constitution. The case will again move forward in state court, but as of Monday afternoon, a new hearing date was not announced. When it does resume, the state judge currently overseeing the case, Kathy Seeley, says a new judge will likely take over hearing the case. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
I'm Claire Minahan. Flooding is starting to become a problem in many parts of western Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
This weekend's cold front dropped a lot of rain over western Montana and sent the Clark Fork River into a minor flood stage by mid-morning Sunday. According to Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Nestor, the river was expected to reach moderate flood stage by Tuesday evening.
Minor flood stage is at 10.0 feet, and we're currently at 10.6 feet. You know, the last time we've had flooding this high was in 2011 when it reached 12.72 feet.
Floodwaters have risen in some of Missoula's lowest lying areas, including the Orchard Homes neighborhood. Missoula County has a limited number of free unfilled sandbags available to the public. Those details can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Flooding is also causing problems in other places, including Helena and Lincoln. Lincoln Volunteer Fire and Rescue Chief Zach Muse says the Blackfoot River's running pretty high.
It's kind of out of its banks here, just south of Lincoln here at the Stemple Bridge. Our new river park is now an actual river park. It's underwater, and Stemple Pass Road's got a spot that's kind of washing out. People can still get across it, but it's getting worse by the day.
Muse cautions everyone to respect running water. He says it just takes 4 inches to sweep away a car.
1 minute it's 2 inches of water running across and everything's fine, and you come back about, you know, a little bit later and it looks the same, but the road has been washed out underneath and there's an 8-inch drop off, and you hit that, you're going to have some issues.
Fish, Wildlife and Parks Region 1 spokesman Dylan Tabish says high water is also pouring into northwest Montana's rivers and streams.
Frequently when the water starts rushing down, it starts taking some trees and logs, and it can clog up some of our channels. And those create very significant hazards for boats, for anglers. You definitely don't want to be in the water right now.
Forecasters say temperatures are expected to warm into the 70s by the end of the work week, followed by another round of cool and possibly wet weather by the weekend. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Nora Sachs. A federal judge has rejected a request by the Montana Green Party to hear the state Democratic Party's case to remove the Green Party from the 2018 election ballot. The Green Party filed its motion Friday. Democrats countered with a motion to remand the case to district court. District Judge Kathy Seeley will now ask one of her fellow judges to preside over the case. Environmental groups have launched a court battle over protections for an imperiled bird on western U.S. public lands, but called a truce in a separate lawsuit involving the bird's smaller cousin. A lawsuit filed today says the government ignored protections for the greater sage grouse when it sold drilling rights in 4 western states, including Montana. Separately, environmentalists agreed to put on hold another lawsuit involving Gunnison sage-grouse protections. That bird is found only in Colorado and Utah. New data show a record number of travelers passed through Montana last year. The University of Montana's Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research found that almost 12.5 million people visited the Treasure State in 2017, and that the state raked in more than $30 million in lodging tax revenue. That's 5% more than the previous year. The 3% lodging sales tax collections are reserved for the state's general fund. Flooding caused by snowmelt and rain has spread to western and central Montana. KTMF-TV reports that residents in a neighborhood in Missoula are pumping water out of their basements after the Clark Fork River spilled over its banks. The river was expected to crest this morning. West of Helena, the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office is warning onlookers to stay away from the flooding 10 Mile Creek. On the High Line, flooding continues along the Milk River between Saco and Glasgow. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Claire Minahan. Authorities say 17 people have been arrested on drug and gun charges under an initiative targeting an increase in violent crime in southeastern Montana that's blamed on the drug methamphetamine. The arrests were announced Monday by federal and state prosecutors and local law enforcement in Billings. U.S. Attorney for Montana Kurt Alm says all but three of the defendants have appeared in court on charges including robbery, drug trafficking, and weapons violations. Police say a 75% spike in violent crime in Billings since 2010 has been driven largely by the rising popularity of methamphetamines. Alm says meth is also impacting other areas.
It is filling our jails. It is overwhelming our foster care system. It is overcrowding our treatment facilities. It's burdening our health and mental health care. And it's trapping people in our communities to addiction.
In March, state and federal prosecutors began working together to address the problem through a federal program known as Project Safe Neighborhoods. Attorney General Tim Fox says criminal enforcement efforts must be paired with treatment for addicts. Montana wildlife officials say a calf-killing grizzly bear near Bynum was killed and another was trapped and moved for attacking sheep outside Pendroy. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials today said that a 500-pound, 4-year-old male grizzly was captured on Friday after killing a calf on a ranch west of Bynum. Wildlife officials decided to euthanize the bear after determining the same bear killed 3 other calves over a 4-week period. A day earlier, wildlife officials captured a 220-pound, 3-year-old female that killed several sheep on a ranch west of Pendroy. Officials put a radio collar on the bear and released it in the Sun River Wildlife Management Area west of Augusta. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.